there are questions about those children, but it's a different thing. The fact is, ICE is running rampant, and you are not investigating them. When they killed Mr. Pretty and Miss Good, that was an execution, and you did not investigate it. And you tried to investigate her, Miss Good's widow, and you tried to investigate Mr. Pretty. They were executed like Christy Nome executed her dog, and that was wrong. And you should investigate those people, and you should investigate anybody that uses a weapon, in federal official or not, for civil rights violations.
Pick a window.
The Left Show is not intended for youngsters. It's not intended for the sensitive. It's certainly not intended for right-wingers. Use your own discretion. Awful swearing.
You know who the best-looking person sitting up there was? Who was it with the cowboy hat?
No, J.M. Bell.
J.M. Bell. Mm-hmm. I don't know who that is.
He hosts a podcast.
Well, he was good-looking.
You pompous, stuck-up, snot-nosed, giant, twerp, scumbag, fuck-faced, dickhead, asshole!
It's Monday in America. It's time for the world's greatest political podcast, The Left Show. Howdy!
Woo!
Joining me this week, J.C. Carter.
Hi. Welcome to the resistance.
Tiffany Steckbell.
Hello, hello.
And me. We are still opening windows at the house to bring the temperature down without turning on the air conditioner.
Wow.
And it is not working. It's not working. It's warm outside. It's not cool enough to even cool down the house.
Yeah, it's you'd wild. Love it. You'd enjoy being in my office right now. I had to go grab a jacket to put on because I was so cold.
I have the thermostat right now set to 64, and it's 70 degrees in the house. So well insulated, I guess, but...
Well made, well insulated.
Yeah, I'm not talking about how cool the house is. What I'm talking about is how fucking warm it is out there in the snow-free Utah.
Yep.
The greatest what on earth?
The host of the Winter Olympics in a few years, and we've got no snow.
Yep. It's weird, man. I mean, we've been in a drought.
Your former boss is convinced we won't have snow for 2034.
I'm starting to think, he might be right.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. You know, it could turn around and fucking snow. It's supposed to snow a little bit.
Anytime between now and April, we could get dumped on, but who the fuck knows?
Yeah. The problem, as it's being bandied, is it's so fucking warm that any storm system that should be dumping snow is going to dump water, which is going to reduce the snowpack, which is going to put us even further in drought this summer. Mm-hmm. So even rain is more than half bad at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it might fill some of the reservoirs a little bit, but that's not enough.
And I don't know how scientifically sound this is, because I heard it from somebody who claims they heard it from a geologist friend. And so all this is hearsay on my part.
Oh, I am excited for what's coming next.
But as you know, we had a tremor here in the lovely West Valley.
Yeah, a little bit.
A couple days ago. Shook me in my chair. But my wife and daughter were in the kitchen, didn't feel it at all. I'm like, I guess there was a difference between standing and moving a little bit and sitting on your ass to feel it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was like, whoa, what the fuck? You could really hear it rumbling and everything. But apparently there's these pockets along the fault line that need to be full of water. And that's sort of a cushion that keeps the fault from moving as abruptly as it's been doing. And with drought conditions, and we've had them for a while now, those tend to dry up. But the funny thing is when this friend was telling me about this thing, it was when we were going through that last drought back in the early 2010s or back in the 2000s, and we had that like 7 years of drought there, and we never had tremors or anything. So I'm like, I don't know how accurate it is. I don't even know if they were talking out of their ass about the whole thing, but yeah, I thought it was an interesting, if that's a true theory, it's interesting that it's finally hitting, you know, and it's like, oh, we're getting some rumbles because there's not enough water.
Well, if you're ready, I'm ready. Yes, droughts can cause earthquakes.
Oh, there you go.
They're not the root cause of the movement itself. It says groundwater extraction. During droughts, increased pumping, if you know what I mean, of groundwater, if you're doing your job right, removes the weight on the crust, allowing it to flex upward. This can cause stress on nearby faults, potentially accelerating the onset of seismic events. Also, you know what you're doing.
So that sounds like it could be the thing. Yep.
Interesting. I was taking the train from Clearfield, and I was sitting next to a younger girl, probably 22, 21, and we were talking about the weather and how crazy it's been, and I said sarcastically, "Yeah, climate change isn't real," and she just looked at me like so disappointed and like so sad, and she's like, "What?" And I said, "Well, I'm like sarcastically joking," and she's like, "Oh my gosh, okay." But I was like so proud of her for being so disappointed in me.
those raised on screens don't really have a much of a sense of what sarcasm is.
I still think we need like something like an umlaut to stick at the end of a sentence that lets you know it's sarcasm.
Yeah.
You know, some special symbol.
Or some kind of guttural thing you can do when you're speaking and it's sarcastic or something.
Well, on that, that's your delivery.
Tiffany just saying it like she did. I'm like, I heard the sarcasm in her tone, but apparently this girl could not hear the sarcasm in her tone.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah.
But yeah, I not only to repopularize the Oxford comma, I think we need more grammar symbols for the written word.
I had
word.
A friend who used to throw it in brackets and put a slash in front and just said sarcasm at the end of a sentence.
Yeah, I've done that.
Yeah, I've done that too.
So it's like HTML code, you know, end of sarcasm, sarcasm ends. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. I don't know. Fuck, there was a lot of news this week.
Yeah.
There was a lot of news this week. And I am contemplating reformulating sort of the structure of this show in the upcoming weeks. Some ideas that I'm having to sort of refresh what we do here, which is read bad news and do our best to make fun of it. That's what we do here.
It's a good summary.
Yeah. It has been difficult to find a laugh in the news for several months now. And the more that the Epstein thing sort of builds up, the worse it's getting for the true believers. You know, they've shown who they are. Best to remember that at family reunions.
Yeah.
Yep.
And when I bring
and,
up...
When it comes to those on the Epstein list... Outside of Europe, it seems like I don't believe any of them will see jail time. I don't believe any of them will ever have any consequences for their actions. Although we did see some woman quit her job because she was on the Epstein list. And I'm like, why would you quit? It's a woman on the Epstein list. What were you doing? Yeah.
Yeah. The head of the Wasserman agency? Yeah. Who is in charge of the 2028 Olympics in California? Yeah. Yeah, he didn't quit his Olympics job. He's selling his company.
He's selling his company.
Because all of his big stars jump ship.
Yeah, that was the problem. It's like he got the consequences because the stars are like, we're not patronizing you anymore. We're not, you know, once you know what business they are, you can just stop going to that business. I mean, if we found out the Waltons were on the list, they probably are.
Fuck, I didn't even think to look. I should go look.
Yeah. If the Waltons are on the list, then you know, it's then the Walmart would be an obvious one to stop patronizing. But a lot of these companies are so shell within a shell within a shell within a shell. It's hard to see who the fuck owns it.
Well, didn't Pam Bondi even said if they prosecute everyone, the whole infrastructure would come down?
Good. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Everyone. Everyone's
burn
in
it. To the ground.
Yeah, that's what I say too. Burn it.
Wasn't that the whole point of Trump's presidency, was to drain the swamp and bring every, you know, and change the way the government works?
Yeah, but he wasn't talking about pedophilia.
No.
He wasn't talking about being a kid rapist. Yeah, he was talking about money not being illegally siphoned into his bank account.
Right.
That was the swamp. And it was money, and it was draining into his bank account.
What I'm speaking to is the MAGA purists who voted for him for that reason, that they're like, the government needs to change. Well, here's a great way to make it all fucking change, is we get we take away the power of these assholes who have bought politics for so many decades, and yet they're the pedophiles. Let's get them out. We don't need to be. Do you want to live in a country run by pedophiles? I don't.
Not particularly. No.
Yeah.
No. Do I? Yes.
I mean, I do.
Yeah.
I also happen to live in, 1930s Germany, apparently, at this point. But I don't want to.
So, going back about 5 minutes, talking about family and cutting off the MAGA members in your family. I've done it a few times to where I've blocked them all on social media and this and that and the other.
Yep.
Because I can't put up with your Nazi bullshit anymore. And there's a debate going about whether or not cutting off your MAGA relatives is a good idea or not. And to the point that, Jimmy Kimmel's wife, who has a podcast, what we, called We Can Do the Hard Things, it's called, and she does it with Kimmel. And what she's done is she has chosen to cut relatives out of her life because they voted for Trump. Well, Bill Maher, who's a piece of shit, went on Real, what's this show called? Real something?
Real Time.
Real Time.
Real whatever with Bill Maher, yeah.
Yeah. And
I used to be funny with Bill Maher.
Yeah. used to be relevant.
I used to be relevant with Bill Maher.
Yeah. Well, he went on his HBO show and just took a big old shit on Jimmy Kimmel's wife.
Wow. Okay.
Yep. And people have been criticizing liberals for cutting off friends and family who voted for Trump and getting some criticism for doing it. But then there's Lucy Harrington. Lucy Harrington and her Trump-loving dad got in an argument, and he murdered her. She's 23. She was a British citizen visiting her strangely undeported father in Texas. When the two got into... Yeah.
He wears a red cap. He doesn't have to leave.
Yeah, they got into an argument about Trump that ended up with her dying. She was accompanied by her boyfriend, Sam Littler, who witnessed the whole thing and testified in the British government's inquest into her death. The practice of the British government to conduct inquests into all sudden deaths at home or abroad. Yep.
Oh, you mean they look out for their citizens when they're not in their country?
Yep.
Even the women.
Even the women?
Yeah.
Wow.
Even the women.
Why are we living here again?
Oh. So basically, this kid, Lisa, asked her dad, how would you feel like if I was a girl in this situation and I'd been sexually assaulted? And her dad explained that he wouldn't be too upset because he has two other daughters living with him in his house. Holy shit.
Well, that's where I'm ready to stop that relationship altogether. Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah. She ran off. A little later in the day, she ran into dad in the kitchen. He's like, hey, come here. And then there was a gunshot. He shot her in the chest. So go ahead and cut off those relatives, folks. Holy shit. And he's British.
And by cut them off, I mean, don't go visit them because they will kill you. They will murder your ass. Yeah. I have not cut off any MAGA person on Facebook or, where I do the majority of my arguing with MAGA idiots.
Yep.
I let them cut me off because I will not stop. they will tell me some MAGA bullshit, and I will just argue my way, argue about it, and tell them how wrong they are and how full of shit they are, and wait for their reply. And when they finally stop talking, I figure they've blocked me because they're tired of, they can't win. So
I haven't blocked.
I won't let them have the last word.
Yeah, I haven't blocked or unfriended any of my family because of it, and I kind of feel like it's important for them to be seeing stuff on my feed as well, you know, like some of the quotes and different news things mm-hmm. that I can share. And I want to know what the hell they're talking about as well. But yeah. I have been blocked. I mean, my dad blocked me and cut off all contact because of politics. So
well, your dad, that wasn't a very far step.
Thanks, babe.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
he abandoned you long before that.
Yeah, he's a bad dad.
I was gonna say that's a shame.
Oh my God, it's like Smartless all of a sudden.
I was talking to a writer at the symposium the other day, and she was, you know, she was talking about how she has such a hard time with people who, you know, are like, why are you being so political about this? Because we were kind of discussing, I was being sarcastic about things happening in Minnesota and that. She's like, yeah, my family's, everybody's so mad at me for being political about it. I'm like, it's not political. I said, you want to talk about politics and argue politics. We can argue about whether or not this budget thing needs to be done or this particular law should be passed. That's politics. This is human rights. That's a completely different story. And when it comes to MAGA and that motherfucker, you know, I don't care if she's raped. I got two other daughters at home. It's like, this is about human dignity and human rights. Fuck you. You're not a decent person. Why do I need to have any contact with you after that?
Yeah. Yeah, you don't.
I don't unfriend people over politics. I unfriend people over being pieces of shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So in his latest attempt to keep the doomed coal industry alive for a few more years, Donald Trump ordered the U.S. military to enter into long-term contracts to buy electricity generated by coal-burning power plants. He also announced that the Energy Department would be throwing $175 million to modernize 6 aging coal plants in Kentucky, North Carolina, Ohio, and West Virginia. Mm-hmm. Why would he do such a thing, you might ask? Well, it turns out that the Washington Coal Club, a front for America's dirtiest energy, they gave him a fucking trophy.
Yep.
On that trophy was written the following, ahem, undisputed champion of beautiful clean coal.
How embarrassing.
Look, and it's Trump dressed up in a miner's outfit.
Oh my God.
Look at that.
Oh my God.
Oh my hell.
We're North Korea.
It's a Trump that was never that skinny, never that muscular, looking manly. And of course he's gonna say, let's get all the coal.
We are North Korea.
Start using coal energy.
Oh, we're absolutely North Korea. Yes.
Yikes.
I'm even when they're talking about the Olympics, and I know we'll talk about this later, but wanting the Olympians to give credit to Trump, I'm like, what the fuck? Definitely yeah. North Korea shit.
Yep.
It's pure deal leader shit there.
I don't know if you guys caught Pam Bondi testifying before or whatever, talking, outbursting before Congress this week or not. But, and it was, as we're about to find out, what I like to call clown shoes. It was a mess.
It was a mess.
And guess who else is pissed about it? The far right.
Oh
yes, of course they are.
They got stirred up about this Epstein shit, and to their credit, to which they deserve very little, most of them are sticking on this what the fuck Epstein. You know, even you were telling me earlier, Marjorie Taylor Greene popped up and had something to say about it.
Yeah, Green mm-hmm. says Epstein files handling is Trump's biggest political miscalculation. And she warns MAGA about Trump in the all the Epstein.
She says it's not a hoax and that he begged her to take her name off the bill that forced the release of the files. Mm-hmm. And saying to her, this is going to hurt a lot of my friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
Well, let's not hurt all the men and some of the women. Let's just keep hurting the children.
Yep, keep hitting. We'd rather hurt the children than and not give the victims any justice or any respite.
No.
Just so that they can keep making money and putting money in Trump's portfolio. I mean, Bondi, anybody who has any level of intelligence could see just how much she was dodging and lying and getting angry because she knew she was covering shit up.
That
was clear.
You saw Moskowitz, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, I've only got a few seconds left. Give me the best burn out of your burn book. Because when she was handed her prep for this, it was mm-hmm. insults to members of the committee.
Yeah.
That's what she prepared.
Yep, that's all she prepared.
And he just delighted me with his, come on, pick a burn. Give me one. I'll give you $5. It's fucking hilarious. All right, closing off this block. Former President Barack Obama said in a February 14th interview that a video of Donald Trump posted that depicted Barack and Michelle Obama as apes, decried by many as racist. Well, it's because USA Today, it's fucking racist. Jesus Christ.
It is racist.
Decried by many as racist. You're
in
the
some
news.
People's opinions, no.
Barack Obama said it was all part of a shameless clown show. Okie dokie. You nailed it. 10-10. Notes, buddy.
I know. I was thinking, like, what is he going to say? How is he going to respond to this? And it was so perfect. His response was so perfect.
It's so dismissive in
yep,
its simplicity.
Just be dismissive about it. It's like during the election where we just kept calling them weird. You know, and they started getting, especially J.D. Vance was getting more and more pissed when we were calling him weird.
Yeah, they were weird about it.
Yeah. And, you know, Barack just saying, that's a clown show. What can I do? You know, it's true.
All right. We're going to take a break. Back on the other side, we're going to talk about the Federales.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire, and as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
This week on the world's greatest comic book podcast. In Tinseltown, we remember Bud Cort, Blake Garrett, and James Vanderbeek.
Not a great day for people who were in Kevin Smith movies, guys.
Jesus Christ.
What is Doctor Who's future on television?
Who knows?
We'll play Jim Rockford. We watch Starfleet Academy, Pretty in Pink, Predators Badlands, GoldenEye, and Wonder Man. Comics, Marvel Rivals writer Paul Aller needs your help. Skybound is doing a Transformers the movie adaptation for the 40th anniversary. The original Batman Judge Dredd series is getting a 35th anniversary hardcover release.
I am the law.
The Red Planet She-Hulk number 4, Green Lantern Corps number 13, Assorted Crisis Events number 8, FML number 7, Daredevil Punisher number 3, and 12 months. All that in life, the universe, and everything. Facefront True Believers is the world's greatest comic book podcast. Available Tuesdays on thecomicbookpodcast.com and pretty much anywhere you can find podcasts.
Hey, why did the mermaid wear seashells?
I don't know.
She outgrew her bee shells. I have things around me that make me feel better, that
yes.
make me feel secure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I collect books. Those are that I have here. Most of them are in storage, but I got books. I got my electronics because everybody who knows me knows how much I love shit that plugs in the wall.
Yes.
You know? I have my lovely wife who always makes me feel cared for.
Aw. I am impressed that you'd let me in your office.
It's true. It's weird. And I said yes. And it's been okay. It really has been okay. I love my gummies. I do. I do. They soothe me at the end of the day.
It's important you have things around you that bring you joy.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. But what do you do if you lose track? If you can't find something that you have that makes you feel good?
That's funny because this actually happens often.
To almost everyone.
To everyone. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I've, you know, on the flight home from Britain, it was a lot of things we were dealing with, and these headphones, I had a bag that had the charger in it, and also the cable that I could plug these into my computer if I need to wire in, right? And it just got lost. I mean, I looked like multiple times. I couldn't figure out where the fuck it went. And when I got home, I was like, God damn it. This sucks. But guess what I did? Ordered a new cable.
Oh, there you go.
My aunt.
Ordered new cables.
My aunt was in Florida. She forgot her passport. And you know what she did? She flew me out with a passport. Done.
Yeah.
Even big problems can be solved.
Mm-hmm. With a little ingenuity and some cash.
A lot of cash. A little ingenuity and having money, yes.
So, Christy Gnome, who's married to Mr. Gnome,
mm-hmm.
has a buddy named Corey Lewandowski.
Buddy?
Who is married to Mrs. Lewandowski.
Mm-hmm.
Christy Gnome and Corey Lewandowski are knocking boots.
Oh, yeah.
In the back bedroom of a luxury 737 MAX jet. Now, what happened is that Christy Gnome forgot her booby, her little blankie, on the jet. She shouldn't be flying around in the first fucking place.
Mm-hmm.
And she got so fucking upset about it that Corey Lewandowski fired the Coast Guard pilot. After Gnome's personal blanket got left behind on her own fucking jet.
What was on the blanket?
Evidence.
Uh-huh. We got a blue dress situation.
Yeah. I was like, we're going back to a blue dress situation. That was my first thought.
Exactly. Supposedly it was $20,000. But what else? There's more to it.
She left her whoopee behind. They had to deplane because they had a problem with her overpriced jet that she can fuck Lewandowski in. And they had to switch over to a regular jet. And she forgot her whoopee. And the Coast Guard pilot took off without her being able to get her whoopee. And they fired him.
It's nuts.
It's all his fault that she forgot her whoopee.
It gets better.
Gnome had to switch planes, as you said. The Coast Guard pilot was initially fired and told to take the commercial flight home when they reached their destination. When they eventually reinstated the pilot because no one else was available to fly them home.
Nobody else could fly the plane they were on. Yeah.
You know what? I so wish that Christy Gnome just had an extra maybe blanket, like they use at the ICE detention concentration camps. She should have just used one of those.
Oh, the tinfoil blankets.
Tinfoil blankets. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure she has plenty. But no, it's a $20,000 blanket.
I don't know if you've gotten one on the bigger airlines when they give you, you know, you got a long flight and you're going to be sleeping. But they give you these really thin fleece blankets and pillows. It's like, here you go.
What the fuck does a $20,000 blanket feel like?
I don't know.
And wouldn't you keep better care of it?
If I had a $20,000 blanket, it would be, yeah, it would always be with me.
It'd be in a safety deposit box.
Yeah.
Hey, where's that blanket? Like it's locked the fuck up.
If that $20,000 blanket kept me that secure, I would have had it made into a jacket just to make me feel good all the time.
Fuck that jumpsuit.
Yeah. No shit.
$20,000 jumpsuit.
Yeah.
I wonder what it feels like.
I don't know.
Or is it just that it maybe just has a logo on it? I don't know. I don't understand. Look, you know, I don't buy new shit like that for myself very often. I had until quite recently a green plaid comforter that I originally bought in 1993. And the underside, you know, you sleep under it and then the plaid's on top. It was all green. And it wore so thin that just one day, the insides were out. That's what I am on blankets.
I love that blanket.
So if I got $20,000 and there's a $20,000 blanket in front of me, I'm still going to buy a motorcycle and some expensive groceries. I'm not buying a $20,000 blanket. And people that buy $20,000 blankets can kiss my fat ass.
How do you even wash a $20 blanket? You have to have it dry cleaned. Don't you wash it often? I don't get it.
Blech.
But I love my, I can't say much. I love my Minky. Like, I cannot sleep on a regular blanket with a regular blanket now. They're so scratchy and itchy and uncomfortable. I love my Minky.
You ever touch a Minky?
A what?
A Minky blanket?
I have not touched a Minky. I understand they're quite luxurious.
They're quite soft.
Oh, they're heaven.
I don't get it.
I went to the Army Navy store and bought an Army surplus wool blanket, and that's what I sleep under because just that thin blanket keeps me warm all night because the wool traps your body heat better than anything. And I love it. And it's, but you know, I do put a sheet underneath it because it's scratchy.
Yeah.
So you're the one. I mean, you're the one that's still using a top sheet.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's all I use is a top sheet. Yeah. We bought a, if you can afford to buy a $20,000 blanket, you're buying $20,000 blankets for all of your bedding, right? And if this is your whoopee that you carry around with you, naming the price doesn't mean shit. It was just an important blanket. I have it. Like I said, that wool blanket is a great blanket. I might take it with me on a flight. And if I left it behind, it's like, hey, that was my $30 Army blanket. What's the fuck? Who cares about the $30? It's the blanket that I like because it keeps me warm. You know, it's comfortable.
Isn't it more embarrassing to admit that you paid $20,000 for a blanket than just buying a new fucking blanket?
Yeah.
Unless you're super wealthy like Mr. Gnome is.
Well, they just play this.
I know she's not super wealthy on her own. I know it's Mr. Gnome.
Well, they play this part of like, we're so American. We're just like regular people. It's like, no, you're not.
No, you're not.
You're absolutely not.
You're cheating on your husband. You're cheating on your wife. You're cheating on your spouses in the back of a 737 Max that has a bedroom. You're not like people.
Mm-hmm.
People don't do that. They cheat on each other in the back of cars. So
yeah,
maybe if Corey Lewandowski'd all over your blanket, you should take better care of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Corey Lewandowski.
Sorry.
You know what really probably happened is she probably found it once they got there. And she found it and then had to, like, you know, go back in what she said and hire the pilot back.
Well, I'm sure that there probably were pilots available that could have flown them the rest of the way, but they were probably like, fuck no. So they're firing him because they left their blanket in another plane. I am unavailable. You know, every one of them is probably like, I can't fly. No, I don't know how to fly that plane. Mm-hmm. They probably all know how to fly that plane, but they basically forced them to reinstate him so that, because it's such a stupid reason to fire somebody, and the pilots all cooperate with one another on that kind of shit. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Andrew Paul Johnson, a handy person from Florida, one of Trump's pardoned J6 insurrectionists,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Guilty. Multiple counts of child rape. Just another not drag queen, not trans person. Especially with the J6 pardon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, facing multiple counts of child rape and exposing himself to a child. One of his victims was only 11 years old at the time of the crime. On Tuesday, he was found guilty of five of the six counts, including rape of a child under 12, raping a child under 16. He had also offered hush money to the victims, falsely claiming he was going to receive $10 million in restitution from the federal government for his incarceration.
Like Trump pays his bills.
That's sick. That's like Wasatch GOP chair here in Utah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Was just convicted of...
Arrested,
yes. Yeah, arrested on...
Alleged.
What was it?
He waterboarded his kid.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, my God. Yes, he did.
Because she didn't clean her room.
Right.
He waterboarded her for not cleaning her room?
Yeah. He's the head of the Wasatch Republican Party.
These are the people of the party. Like, they're showing us who they are, and I don't know why we don't believe them the first time. But when the president of the United States is a rapist, well, it gives everyone else, these men, a right to feel like they can do it too.
Ugh. Ugh.
Scolding, yeah. Grounding, taking away electronics... considering spanking, never once as I'm gonna waterboard my kid crossed my mind ever. Holy shit. Father of the year there, isn't
it? Yeah, piece of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, hey.
I'm friending him on Facebook. Oh.
No. Speaking of pieces of shit, Stephen Miller's wife, Katie, decided to open her racist yap.
Mm-hmm.
And not appreciating U.S. Olympians' patriotism.
Yes.
MAGA podcaster Katie Miller had a message this weekend for U.S. Olympians who dare to criticize Trump and his administration. Several American athletes participating in the Milan Cortina Winter Olympics have spoken publicly about holding conflicting emotions. Of pride in representing their country, but heartbreak over what they see happening in Trump's America, particularly the hardline immigration crackdown shaped by Stephen Miller, Katie Miller's husband.
So really, she's upset that they're being critical of her husband and his policies.
Yep. So she popped up with, if you can't say you love America while competing on behalf of our nation, then you shouldn't be at the Olympics. And Twitter went nuts. Yep.
It's called the First Amendment.
Is this cancel culture?
Yep.
You have to thank the dear leader. It just should be done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Representing a country in sport is not the same thing as pledging loyalty to a fascist regime.
Mm-hmm.
Olympic athletes bearing witness to their government's moral failures exemplifies the highest purpose of free speech. Not as mere self-expression, but as civic duty demanding the courage to speak truth when silence would be complicity. That's a good one.
Yes.
That is a very good one. Keith Barton, everyone I listened to said how proud they were to represent their country. They just want to be disassociated with the rotten Trump administration. So don't try and deflect it into a lack of patriotism, because it's not. They just don't agree with how the country's being governed.
Mm-hmm.
Which we go back to that. First Amendment.
Yep.
Speaking of the fucking Second Amendment, because it comes next. Did you see the fucking Ted Nugent was in town this week in Utah?
No.
He was?
Yeah, he was in town. No, he was here to try and help with the Prop 4 repeal.
Ugh.
He and Mike Lee are saying that if the Prop 4 isn't overturned, then it will lead to people taking away your guns. As opposed
Don't
to,
threaten
you know,
me with a good time. Oh.
Fucking Janet Pirro, Republican, saying that if you go to D.C. with a gun, you're going to jail. They're going to take your gun away and put you in jail.
Oh.
They've been posting on our community boards about petitioners, you know, gathering signatures and where to watch out for them. But one lady had just commented or had just said that she was completely lied to about the same thing that you're talking about, that they told her that and she signed it and then she went on her way and then looked it up and realized that it wasn't true.
They've had almost 1,000 people have their names stricken from the petition.
Mm-hmm.
Trump himself has, I don't know, what do you call a Truth Social? A poop? Has pooped on the internet several times. Yep. That people in Utah need to sign it. But yeah, we listened to a young lady lie about the Prop 4 repeal in a parking lot down here a month or so ago. And I told her she was lying.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, lying about what? And so I didn't come up to her. I didn't get in her face. This is just me walking to the store. I just kept yelling the history of Prop 4 and what it was about. And that she was a liar.
Mm-hmm.
But do you even think that these people that are gathering signatures know what they're doing? Like, do they understand, or they're just looking for the money? You know, it's like it's a quick, easy job to get money.
It's the willingness to push aside any concept of right and wrong for a quick payday. That's really it.
Yeah, but they're paying $40 an hour for these signature gatherers. And it's down here in Utah County, funny enough, that even the Republican county recorder, or whatever the fuck he was like, hundreds of these are fraudulent.
Mm-hmm.
Hundreds are fraudulent. And fraudulent. That was signature gatherers just filling out blanks.
Yeah.
You know, to get their paycheck.
Because you have a quota you have to meet in order to get your $40 an hour. So, yeah. You can't just stand there and come back with an empty petition and say, well, pay me my 40. I stood out there. Yeah. Even if you legitimately did and everybody just ignored you, you still had to, you're still supposed to work to get those signatures.
Now I want to sign it and just sign, fuck you, Mike Lee, or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Just sign it on there.
That'd be a good one. Tell Ted Nugent to stop shitting his pants. A leading, just finishing up this and then we're going to take a break. Leading U.S. health official on Sunday started urging people to get inoculated against the measles. It's Dr. Oz.
Yep.
When Dr. Oz is like, take the vaccine, please. We have a solution for this problem. You got to wonder, one, did he get hit in the head? And two, how much longer is he going to have his job?
I think he remembered he had a medical degree for 5 seconds and said, you know, we had a vaccine for this.
Yep.
So dumb.
Opened his yap and then later went, oh, fuck. That's right. We're supposed to be against vaccines.
Yep. All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be back on the other side. Just some random pieces.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey folks, Jeff here.
And Taylor.
And Tiffany.
I just wanted to talk to you for a second about Patreon. At Patreon, you get special content every week that we record. We do a show on Patreon just for you, the listener. Now, what do we get in exchange for that? Cash money.
We're not rappers. I don't know what to do that. Cash money. Money rules everything around us.
It really does. It absolutely does. Including the cost to host these shows. That's all this pays for. We don't do anything else fun with it because we still don't make enough in Patreon to cover the cost of hosting the shows. So why don't you join us? It's a lot of fun. We're a little more inappropriate. We're a little more ribald. We're a little more risible.
Sometimes we're a little more high.
Yes.
Definitely more high.
Definitely more high. So join us over at patreon.com/defenmedia. Patreon.com. D-E-F-E-N. We'll be right back.
some reason, you are still listening to The Left Show. All right, then. Here's some more of that, I suppose.
Always a little unsure how to come back from break. I want to come back doing something either interesting or entertaining. And all I got for this one is, hey, everybody, buckle up. JC and I are about to do our Irish impressions.
Oh, here we are. That's right.
Oh, boy. I don't know. On those Olympian kids, we're going to talk about them here in just a minute. Mm-hmm. Did that get bumped?
We hit them already.
No, we're going to talk about them again in Patreon.
Oh, fair. Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, the Olympians in Olympics Village, where the athletes bunked down, mm-hmm. burned through 10,000 condoms in 3 days.
Of course you did.
Got to release that tension.
That's right.
10,000 copulations. Well, no, it's probably more than that because not everybody uses a rubber.
I know. I was going to say, right. Can you imagine all the superhuman little babies that are going to be, could be born from this? All the mega athletes. They can compete in two completely separate sports.
Yeah. Did you guys catch mountaineering?
No, I didn't.
Oh, it's like, it's like high speed climbing with skis that you take off and put back on. You carry it like over your shoulder and then you put mm-hmm. them on for certain parts and then you high speed climb and then you put them back on, you ski a little more and you do that. And it's its first year of inclusion in the Olympics. The way that the announcer was talking about it is because they're in the Alps and it works there.
Of course they're going to include it. That's what they do in the Alps is mountaineering in that style.
Yes. Yeah, it's like, this is how we get to school, you idiots.
year round, having a pair of skis on your back in the Alps is pretty standard. Yeah.
What else was cool? Oh, the four-person downhill snowboard racing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how that was called. That was cool.
Yeah, I do love that one. Do you hear about the skier who peed fuck ice in the snow? And then he posted it on Instagram. And people were pissed.
Yeah, he was I think it was a British or an Australian guy who did it.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah.
And we're like, wow, what control he has.
I know.
What wonderful penmanship.
The peemanship.
Exquisite penmanship and absolute solid control.
Peenmanship.
Yeah. Peenmanship.
Peenmanship. Good one, man.
Yeah.
That was good. Seamus Coulton.
Seamus Coulton.
Who's married to an American woman. Shame. Says he's, quote, in fear for my life in a Texas detention center. He's an Irishman, currently detained by U.S. Customs and Immigration Enforcement, and he's speaking out about the unsettling conditions inside of a Texas detention center, which he calls absolute hell. Mm. Yeah. The best way I could describe it is probably like a modern-day concentration camp, said Seamus.
I don't know that it's that modern, Seamus, but all right.
Yeah. Yeah, he's from County Kilkenny. Said that he's been in the United States for more than 20 years. He's married to an American citizen, and he owns a plastering business near Boston, Massachusetts. He was detained by ICE on his way home from work. I guess they couldn't tell he was white. I don't know. In September.
Wait, a white Irishman in Massachusetts? How did you suss that he wasn't a natural born citizen?
I think on that one, the racial profiling was by job.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. They probably arrested him along with a bunch of people that worked for him.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he was carrying a Massachusetts driver's license and a valid work permit. And got picked up and arrested and shipped off to Texas. He says, I've been locked in the same room now for 4.5 months. I've had barely any outside time, no fresh air, no sunshine. Well, it's like being at home.
Mm-hmm.
Really. Sorry, this isn't funny. It's awful overcast in Ireland. I've seen the pictures. He said, I could probably count on both hands the amount of times I've been outside. So I've just been locked in this room all day, every day. He said that the center is made of, quote, a bunch of temporary tents, saying he believes the facility has about five of them, probably room for 1,000 detainees in each tent. He says, we get 3 meals a day, very, very small meals, kid-sized meals, so everybody's hungry, everybody's tired. He said, noting there's no commissary or other options for extra food. He added that there's also competition for food and favoritism by the staff. He described the center as filthy. He says the toilets, the showers, completely nasty, very rarely cleaned. And emphasized, due to the conditions, that he's in fear for his life. He says, people are being killed by the staff here, by the security staff, you know? And you don't just know what's going to happen on a day-to-day basis. You don't know if there's anything, if there's going to be riots. You don't. You don't know what's going to happen. It's a nightmare down here.
I saw a video of, I don't know what senator visited one of these places and these camps. And you could hear the screaming. They were like chanting something. And you could hear the screaming from inside. They obviously couldn't go far past the parking lot, but from there, you could hear it. It was haunting.
Of course the fucking Olympians are going to criticize the fucking government. Of course they are. For as long as they can. Because our government has it coming.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's true what Obama said about, when he was talking about what Trump had posted, he said that it was important to remember that the majority of Americans do not feel like this. They don't think that these actions are okay and all right.
I want to believe him. I do. And numbers show that MAGA is a minority, a very loud, very powerful minority.
Very vocal minority. They're between 20 and 30% of the population can fall into the MAGA category. And it's because they've been brainwashed by Fox News, by Newsmax, by whatever magic, you know, thing has been beamed into their brain on Republican talking points. And they're dipshits when it comes down to it in the end. But the majority of Americans tend to stay silent on this stuff because they just hope it'll all go away.
Yeah, I think they are complicit, definitely.
No, it's what was said in that, you know, the response to Katie Miller. It's like, silence is compliance.
Yeah.
If you remain silent on an issue, you are complicit in it, period. It's like, yeah, I don't want to go march. I really can't, because if I did, I'd lose my job, but it's like, at the same time, it's like, so much effort now. I'm not 20 or 30 anymore. But, you know, I'm like, I look at Pete, who's my age, our age, and he's out in Minneapolis right now and has stood in protests and stuff. It's like, yeah.
Now former CBS News producer Alicia Hasty. Don't be hasty. Don't revealed in a memo announcing her departure from CBS News that under editor-in-chief Barry Weiss, stories are being vetted for their ideological content, not for their newsworthiness.
Imagine that.
Yep. In Hasty's memo released on Wednesday, she laments Weiss for implementing a, quote, sweeping new vision, prioritizing a break from traditional broadcast norms to embrace what has been described as the heterodox journalism. I like that. Yeah, that's a good one. She explains that what she saw, the network's commitment to telling stories about unrepresented communities and challenging conventional wisdom, is, quote, increasingly becoming impossible. stories may be evaluated not just on their journalistic merit, but on whether they conform to a shifting set of ideological expectations, she wrote. She alleges that in this mindset leads to reporters practicing self-censorship or avoiding topics that, quote, might trigger backlash or unfavorable headlines.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, but all of a sudden this reminds me of a congressional testimony I saw a couple of weeks ago with a bunch of like hospital owners, right? And one of the Democrats stood up to the hospital owners and said, how many of you guys own insurance companies too? And like all eight of them raised their hands.
Mm-hmm.
The billionaires that are fucking us own all media.
Yep.
And they're just going to continue to do this and dumb us down and dumb us down and dumb us down.
Mm-hmm.
Because like five guys own all the TV stations.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, that's just it.
This was finally the opportunity for somebody wealthy and completely unscrupulous like Ellison to say, I'm just going to change the news. I'm just going to make CBS News Fox News. That's it. It's like you already have a fucking Fox News. Go watch that if you need your Republican feels massaged.
Yeah. But
in the end, it's like CBS News was known for its journalism. It was known for it's the home of Cronkite. It was known for this. And the same with the Washington Post that once they criticized their owner, he immediately started gutting the Washington Post. He's like, no, you can't do, you know, I'm taking you out. And it's like both of those were known for holding truth to power, speaking truth to power, and now they're being taken away.
So, okay. I mean, we're fucked. Mm-hmm. It's just, look, it's another good reason, folks, you know, to pop over to patreon.com/defendmedia and help out at least somebody. We got donation buttons all over each website.
Yep.
You know, at theleftshow.com. It's I'm out of pocket and I have to be. I don't have money to Jeff Bezos, the Washington Post. I can just do my little show. Do my best to speak truth to power with my buddies, you know, to try and put a little humor on some pretty dark shit. But more and more, we're going to grow dependent on independent media to try and get anything close to the truth. And I think over the next few weeks, I'm going to start pointing out places that people should look.
Yeah.
You know, like Brian Schott's Utah Political Watch here in Utah.
Mm-hmm.
He got fired from the newspaper for saying that he'd buy banned books for students if they asked. They fired him. And he's like, fuck it, I'll go be independent. And now he's suing the legislature and doing a bunch of cool shit and still giving the best local news.
Yep. It's,
you know, that's important, and we need more of that. So I guess that's this week's thing of a thing I'm thinking about. Senate Ron Johnson, Senator Ron Johnson, this fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Decided to butt heads with Keith Ellison. I don't know if you guys know this or not, but Keith Ellison is the Minnesota Attorney General. And he came in to testify before the Senate. And well, it went a little like this. Ron Johnson. We had an interesting hearing last week on the fraud in Minnesota, but we had a state senator, Mark Cran, in his testimony. He was talking about local reports of something like 30,000. They called them observers being trained. I thought that was an incredible figure. I'm not saying that they actually were, but it certainly sounds like there are activists being trained. Are you aware of training for activists, Mr. Ellison, in Minnesota? Some of those protesters literally went through training. There are groups out there providing training. Are you aware of that? Ellison, yeah, I'm aware of that. I mean, it's commonplace for people to use their First Amendment rights to protest things they don't believe are right. Were you aware of the First Amendment activity, sir? Ron Johnson, were you aware of the signal chats? I believe one is the lieutenant governor of Minnesota was actually helping manage one of those signal chats that were deploying those trained activists to legal law enforcement actions. Or were you aware of the signal chat chapters being used to deploy those people? Ellison, I'm aware that it exists, but this is First Amendment activity, sir. This is something that the law got interrupted. Saying, yeah. Do you ever encourage people to go out there and exercise the First? Ellison, yeah. Yeah, I really admit being in favor of the First Amendment. So Ron Johnson lost his fucking temper and went, yeah, sit there and smirk. Smirk, it's sick, it's despicable. Ellison, are you asking me for a comment, Senator? Because everything you said was untrue. It was a nice theatrical performance, but it was all lies. Brilliant. I hope this dude runs for higher office.
Yes. Not Ron Johnson.
No. Yeah, I do too, because then he'll get voted out.
Yeah.
Quit your Senate job, Ron.
Yeah, Ron, quit your Senate job.
Finally, in my favorite article of the week, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services bizarrely advises the public on, quote, the best foods to insert into your rectum, end quote.
Here we go.
The guidance that surely no one asked for comes amid a broader pattern of controversial statements from public figures on health topics. For example, Secretary of Health and Human Services Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has repeatedly made claims about vaccines and public health measures that have been disputed by health experts and scientists. This time, however, there's a different backstory. U.S. government launched a new dietary guidelines website linked to the updated Dietary Guidelines for Americans for 2025 through 2030. I believe we're putting carbs back as the base of the pyramid again.
Yeah.
Which emphasizes the importance of blah, 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 blah. Visitors to the site will find an AI chatbot urging them to use it to, quote, get real answers about real food. Some users decided to go one step further and find out, quote, which foods can be comfortably inserted into my rectum?
Lindsey Graham is so excited right now.
Oh, I think he's the bot. Hey,
he's the guy asking the bot.
Especially since the pyramid changed to where the high protein, like a lot of meats, are at the bottom. So meat sticks.
Oh, there you go.
On the list.
Well, one of the results was a banana.
Mm-hmm.
Another is a cucumber. You won't be surprised when we tell you that both bananas and cucumbers are highly nutritious, quote, when eaten, or paragraph, when eaten, of course.
Wait, I have a question.
Yeah, what's up?
So, are they peeled? Like, how do you get you have to peel it to get the nutrients. How do you get a banana up there with a peeled banana?
I don't think you would put a banana up there for nutrients.
No.
So, I think you'd leave the peel on.
Oh, okay. That makes sense, I guess.
The fact that you've made me think about it. It's something we're going to discuss later. And the fact that you recorded me answering that fucking question.
I didn't want to Google it.
Don't want to fuck up your algorithm.
No, I always, yeah. I do that too often.
Too many punchlines. So we're going to head over and do a Patreon right now. What's a Patreon, you might ask? Well, every week that we record, we do a special segment just for people that join us over at patreon.com/dfenmedia, D-E-F-E-N media. That's how we pay for the show, folks. Folks that join us over on Patreon, it's very, very, very inexpensive. And what you get is extraordinarily entertaining. I mean, we do the whole thing in Patreon in our Irish accents. No, we don't.
That's right.
No, we don't. I promise we don't. I swear to God, we don't.
No.
But yeah, you can join us over there on patreon.com/defendmedia. And right now, I'll just say thank you to Tiffany and JC.
Thank you.
Thank you, folks, for listening. And that's it. Nope, that was a really bad sign-off. I don't care for that.
That's it.
We're done.
That's it.
We're gone.
Okie, okie dokie.
We're out of here. Let's see. Let's try another one. They keep pulling me back in. Nope.
Okay, bye.
If you've made it this far, you might as well join us on Patreon. Patreon.com DFEN Media. This episode and more always available at www.theleftshow.com.